Welcome to News Video Clip. Republicans were on TV all day today, desperately gaslighting the American public, trying to convince everybody that gas prices are not really going up and grocery prices aren't really going up. And if they are going up, they're really not that bad. And it's all an attempt to justify Trump's failed war in Iran, which was supposedly over weeks ago, but it's continuing today. So first up, we have Senator Tim Scott. He's a Republican from South Carolina. And let's listen to his bullshit.
Are you going to be able to message all of this, Senator, before the midterm elections? I mean, you've got a message that national security is a priority. You've also got a message your affordability calls in the face of oil prices that are up 50% in the last month.
Well, they're still lower than they were under President Biden, so that's good news. Number one, yes, affordability will be solved. But number two, the gas prices are coming down. Number three, we can thank President Trump and Republicans for doing both.
Senator.
Okay. So he's obviously lying. Gas prices are going up. There is no affordability. The Republicans have absolutely blown it. And people are paying more at the pump and they're paying more at the grocery store. So Tim Scott is so obviously lying, and I thought it was sort of funny in the beginning because she sort of caught him off guard. You could tell he wasn't quite sure what to say, so he had to think up a lie really, really quickly. All righty, let's move on. This is Trump's energy department, and they're also going to push some more lies about gas prices and the economy. So let's roll this.
Yes, we have gasoline prices today over $4 a gallon, still a dollar less than they were in the Biden administration, and we're ending a 47-year conflict with Iran. So this is the road to more secure and lower long-term energy supplies, but it does mean higher prices today, probably means higher prices for a few more weeks. But I'm proud of President Trump to have the courage to take on just a growing problem with Iran, not just growing for peace and stability, but growing risk to energy resources coming out of that region. Soon they'd have nuclear weapons and a massive missile arsenal, and no one would be able to take them down. Proud of the president's actions. Does cause a few weeks of dislocation to the American economy, but we're going to get through it and get to a much better place after.
Okay, so that's Energy Secretary Chris Wright laying it on really thick. He's literally parroting the Prime Minister of Israel, Netanyahu, by falsely claiming that Iran was right about to have a nuclear weapon. And then he takes it a step further by saying that President Trump is trying to end 47 years of conflict with Iran. And of course, 47 years ago, I think it's actually a little bit longer than that, was when the Iranian people overthrew the Shah of Iran. And the Shah was installed by the United States and the UK in 1953. Please fact check me on that because it's absolutely true. So the United States and the UK overthrew the government of Iran and they stuck the murderous Shah of Iran into power. He had secret police. He violated human rights for over 20 years. The Iranian people got sick and tired of it, and they finally overthrew him. So there's a little bit of a history lesson for Chris Wright, who's lying like hell and parroting Netanyahu. Talk about the dog, the tail wagging the dog. There it is. Alrighty, so this next one is going to be Senator Roger Marshall. He's a Republican out of Kansas. He's also going to be laying on some pretty massive lies, and we're going to fact check him. So here we go.
The issue of the economy in this moment, you know, you were just home. The Senate just came back into session talking to constituents, talking to Kansans. You relayed to Newsmax this morning a quote where you said, "I'm sorry the gas prices are going up, but help is on the way, and your national security, yes, is even more important than your pocketbook." Yeah. That is a kind of long game pitch, that, a rationale that I've heard from administration officials repeatedly. Like after 50 years or 47 years, the end game here is going to be much better, both for energy security, removing the terror premium on energy, for costs in general. When you talk to constituents, do they buy that?
They do, Phil. And I think you nailed it when you say the long game. Kansans, of course, are big fans of President Eisenhower. He always played the long game. And he asked Americans to make sacrifices at certain times. But I would argue that if Iran ever had nuclear weapons, and then they controlled the Strait of Hormuz, that gasoline would be $10 a gallon. You know, the good news, what gas in America right now is $3.14 a gallon on average. $4.14 a gallon. In Europe right now, it's $7 a gallon. So it's not great. I'm concerned about it. The good news is we're the largest oil producer in the world right now, that we're a net exporter, that people aren't standing in lines, that we're not asking to put people in sweaters on or take clothes off, whatever time of the year it is.
Okay, so we have Senator Marshall. Lots to unpack here. He's lying big time. As you can tell, he's pushing the same Netanyahu lie about a nuclear Iran. And then he actually warns us that Iran could take over the Strait of Hormuz, which they've already done since Trump started this war. That's the problem. So he obviously has no idea what he's talking about. And you saw him stumble when he was talking about gas prices being $3.14. Then he goes, oh no, they're $4.14. Actually, they're up to $5 and $6 in some states across this country. But he's not going to mention that. And as far as the United States exporting more oil than other countries, that's true. But that's not exactly a good thing. And this is, I'm just going to explain this very, very quickly. The United States pumps mostly domestic sweet oil. That's the clean oil. Except you don't get any. You don't get any of that. And the reason is U.S. oil companies have crude oil refineries that they refuse to retrofit for the clean sweet oil. So that American oil gets exported overseas to other countries. Then the United States turns around and we import the dirty crude oil for our crude oil refineries. And that dirty crude oil comes from mass murderers like Vladimir Putin in Russia, also the head of Saudi Arabia, who killed an American journalist. Those are the people we have to buy crude oil from because U.S. oil corporations refuse to retrofit their refineries for clean, sweet oil that is pumped right here in the United States. So there's a little oil lesson that Senator Marshall is never going to mention. I don't know why. It's hard to believe. He's such an outright liar. Anyways, now we're going to take a look at the director of Trump's National Economic Council. And he's going to tell some whopping lies about grocery prices going down and drug prices going down. And try not to throw up as you listen to his lies over and over and over. Here we go.
Certainty, though, Director Hanson, is how much that oil price shock lasts and how much it does seep into the system. Because, you know, oil can affect so much more, transportation and manufacturing, than just what you're paying at the gas pump.
You're right. And we're, of course, sensitive to that. But I think that the people who are going to the grocery store right now and seeing that egg prices are almost at an all-time low, understand that that's because of President Trump's policy to control the avian flu. The beef prices went way, way down because President Trump opened up imports from Argentina. And drug prices were down because of all the policies we pursued to lower drug prices. And so while there's macroeconomic stuff that the Fed has to think about, we've been focused like a laser beam on helping the folks that go to the grocery store find that prices are going down because of prudent deregulatory measures that we're taking. And so not only do we have a good inflation story in terms of the numbers, but we have a good inflation story because we know where the numbers came from.
No, actually, we don't have a very good inflation story. All we have are your lies, Mr. Hassett. So let's tackle these one by one. As far as the avian bird flu policy, that actually started under President Biden, not under President Trump. And the second thing he was talking about is how we're importing beef from Argentina. That's true. But what he's not telling you is American cattlemen are getting shut out because that beef is coming in from Argentina. So I wonder why he didn't mention that. Oh, gosh. Oh, golly gee. I don't know. And then he goes on to lie about how the Trump policies have brought down drug prices. There are no Trump policies. All Trump did was write a letter to the pharmaceutical industries and told them to drop their drug prices. And guess what? They didn't listen. And drug prices are still going up. So a lot of lies there, easily debunked. And if you want to learn more about these stories, we have links right below this video. And unlike the right-wing podcasters like Joe Rogan and Benny Johnson and Tim Pool, we actually back up what we say with evidence. So check out those links because we don't lie like they do. Alrighty, that's all we have for today. We'll have more news for you tomorrow.